comparison fails to be useful. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the instant illumination. Comparison ceases to be useful. Why is it that comparison ceases to be useful? Well, we oftentimes compare things that we would like and things that we shouldn't like. We compare the idea, like for instance our dear friend Henry in Florida, he loves croissants. And of course, who doesn't? Croissants are the very tasty pastry that captures everyone's attention and delight and mouth-watering goodness. And of course, they are rich and rich, 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 rich. But that's what their purpose is to be, rich and tasty. Now, if you say that croissants are not healthy, and if you say they are not beneficial to your body, and if you say that eating croissants is going to cause you dietary problems, is going to cause you fat, and so forth, then that's exactly what you're going to experience. Now, if you can say, I love a croissant, and I eat a croissant, or one or two, in moderation, and I thoroughly enjoy every mouthful, that is beautiful, because then you are enjoying whatever you're doing in life. I enjoy singing, and I sing my heart out, and I have such a good time singing, and I tell everybody all about my songs, and think my thoughts, and I tell my songs. And some people who are very powerful in the music industry, they say, what do you think you're doing? Don't you realize that your songs are not that good? Your singing is not that beautiful? And I say, no, I don't. But you don't have to tell me either, because I think they're beautiful. Now, I sing and sing and sing, and I enjoy it. I eat a croissant, one, two, or three at a meal, once or twice a month, maybe not that often, but at least once a month, perhaps, and I delight in it. Now, is that going to bother me? Is that going to affect me? Yes, if I think it does. Now, you say the physiological fact, if you eat the croissants, they're going to add on those elements to your body that are not desirable by you. If you do that, it's going to add on that which is not desirable. Well, that could be so. And of course, it can be so with a lot of people. Now, you say some people can eat and eat and eat, and they're never bothered by any weight gain. And some people can eat and eat and eat, and they are constantly bothered by weight gain. Now you say, well, it's the body itself. It's how the body is structured, and it's how the functions of the body work. And that's true, too. Now, if you have been trained all of your life to believe that you have a beautiful body, that your body functions beautifully, that every organ action function of your body acts and functions beautifully, then that is what your body does. Now, you can be sure, people who have problems with eating, who have problems with gaining weight, are people who have that thought primarily in their mind. But that's not true, because it is something physiological. That's something that is in the body structure. It's something in the body chemistry. That's right. That's exactly right. And what do you think causes the body chemistry to be whatever the body chemistry is? It's our thought about it. It's our thought that, oh boy, if I eat this, I'm going to put on some pounds. Well, that's not necessarily true. You eat that, and you put on pounds if you think so. And really, that is what it's all about. There are people who eat only a very limited diet and have very healthy lives because that's what they believe. Certainly the Eskimos, the people who live in the northern areas, don't have all the fruits and vegetables, at least they didn't years ago. Nowadays, with movement of transportation and foodstuffs all over the world, people have access to a lot of things they didn't have years ago. But years ago, these people lived long, fruitful lives without having all the things that our scientists tell us today are vital and necessary to our body. And really, if you had listened to what the scientists say, They do not tell us that these things are necessary and vital to our body. They tell us that this is something in our body that is used. Now, our body is born with the capacity to create and maintain itself in a very beautiful manner. It creates all of the enzymatic functions that are necessary for the body to function beautifully. It creates all of those juices that are necessary for the body to function perfectly. But we mentally say as we grow older, it doesn't function anymore. Oh, you say, a lot of people don't even think about that. That's right, they don't think about that. But what they do think about is, they say, oh, I don't feel so good, I'm getting old. Oh, I don't feel so good, oh, I'm sick. Oh, and you see, we name it and claim it. We put those causes in motion, and then we wonder why we have those effects. Life is absolutely a total series of cause and effect. The stem cells that come into our body every single day come into our body. Yes, the new stem cells born every day in our body are waiting to be told what to do. Now, why does a scar form a tissue again and again and again if new tissues, if new cells are there and coming forth and wanting to burst forth into perfection? Because we expect them to be there. We expect the scar to be there. We've said before, a medical doctor, a surgeon, will give an operation. He says, now, this won't leave a scar. My operations don't leave scars. And they don't. And other surgeons, they say, now, you're going to have a scar from this because this is what happens when you have this type of an operation. And lo and behold, you have a scar. Well, we live in a mental universe. We live in such a wonderful mental universe, a universe in which we can eat croissants, in a universe in which we can eat all the foods that delight us. And we learn to eat in moderation so that our body doesn't have to overwork in processing that food and moving it where it is to go most beneficially. Think about these things. You are the master. You are the one creator of your world. You are the only person that makes any difference at all. Now, what difference do you want to make? What kind of difference do you want to make in your world as to who you are and what you are? Do you want to be the person that chooses that you're not going to make comparisons anymore because they fail to be useful? Every time I compare myself to anybody else, hey, I'm not them. I'm not their thought structure. I'm not their imagination. I'm not their dreams. I'm not their visions and their wonderment, and I'm not those things. I am me. I am that very special person, me. And that person, me, is going to have the body that I have because that's my thought. When I get older, my body does not have to become decrepit. It does not have to become yet less useful and less vital and less vibrant and less perfect. My body is always perfect. And let us grow older. And let us add hundreds and thousands of years to our life. And let us live in the same vital, dynamic, alive body that we were born in. Because as we keep that vital, dynamic, alive aspect to us, then no croissant is going to add anything to our body. There's nothing that is going to take away anything from our body. We can do anything at all. As long as whatever we do, we know we are the master. Now, if we do something and we do not feel we're the master, and you can be sure that's the case, then we will be affected by whatever it is that we have done. Now, why would anyone ever want to do anything not beneficial to themselves? Well, we do. You know that if you have a crying jag, you're only messing up your emotions. You know that if your feelings are hurt, it messes up your bodily functions. You know that if you allow yourself to have confusion in your thought, if you allow yourself to have unhappiness in your thought, you bring colds and misfortune into your body. You know that. This is a foredrawn fact. Many researches have been done on this and found that that's the case. And then many researches have been done that found the moment a person changed their thought about anything, wholeness, right action, peace, harmony, and goodness flow out in and through their body in magnificent ways. Are we going to make comparisons? Or are we going to live a life of absolute joy and harmony and peace and love? Are we going to live a life that is so fantastic and so joyful and so rewarding and so fulfilling that nothing can compare to it? What kind of life do you want to live? What kind of life do I want to live? Where am I going on this journey of wisdom and love and peace and harmony? Well, I tell you, I'm going right to the top. And I'm going to use my stem cells in a beneficial way. I'm not going to let them associate with the other stem cells in my body, the scar tissue, and then become more scar tissue. I'm going to say, hey, you guys, you're perfect. Now, I'm born new. Every day I have these new stem cells popping out of my body everywhere and wanting to know what to do. And I say, just follow the same old, no way. I say, no comparison. You don't judge yourself by other stem cells, by other cells that were stem cells and took on the attitudes that were not beneficial. We leave them behind. And right now, we march forth into the wonderful, beautiful, fantastic way of looking at life, living life in the now, with proper, positive, joyful thoughts in the now about this beautiful body, this beautiful life, this beautiful world, this beautiful me, this beautiful all. Comparison fails to be useful, so let's let it go and live in the now and have a croissant and put some butter on it and warm it up first and enjoy it with me in mind. I love you. I love you. I love you.